Well, so we continue tonight in Siman Tzadik Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, talking about the halachas concerning how far one has to travel in order to find water. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that if a person doesn't have water, we saw yesterday in the beginning of Siv Dalet, that a person has to even go after them, even a parsa, literally a distance of 72 minutes. But that's only true if one is traveling and the water is found in front of them. In other words, one doesn't have to go out of their way to find the water. But if one has to backtrack, go backwards in order to find the water, so he could travel backwards up to a distance of a mil, a distance of 18 minutes. But more than a mil, a person should not travel. The person is concerned that they will miss zman tefila, time for davening, as a result, ultimately, of looking for water. In that case, a person should not lose precious time finding water. Rather, a person should go ahead and wipe their hands on any surface that has the ability to clean. We learned this earlier, whether it's a rock, a hard surface, or whether it's in dirt, but one should not seek out water if it's going to come at the expense, ultimately, of Zman Tefila. The Mishneh Berurah points out over here in Sifka and Ches, Zman Tefila Legamri, V'humokom Shisham Asar Shem Espalim, Miachzor Achamayim, Miavor Zman Tefila Satzibor, Kasef Habach, Ta'af Shish Lo Shus, Inzarach Lachzor, V'inaki Midin Manki. So the Mishneh Berurah also adds on, if it's not an issue of, let's say, missing tefillah with tzibor, but if a person begins to try to seek out the water, they run the risk of losing out on tefillah with tzibor. So they might get tefillah, but they'll miss out on congregational prayer. So the halacha is that one should just simply wipe their hands on some other cleaning surface. Yinaki yodav chof alef, rotzalomer de'in lo lachzor achar az achar mayim, shema ya'avor hazman. The choshkin liyin kriyash v'advada asra lahamtin al mayim im yesh chashosha shema ya'avor hazman. So again, as important as it is to find water, one should not compromise the zman for tefillah, zman for kriyas shema, in order to do so. And obviously, for kriyas shema, as soon as the zman comes, one should just simply wipe their hands on any hard surface that has the ability to cleanse, and one should go ahead and recite Kriyas Shema. So, Sif, hey, Rochas Yodav Shachris Yasiach Taito. If a person washed his hands in the morning, the Yasiach Taito, now Yasiach Taito literally means he had a lapse in concentration. So the Mishneh Berurah explains over here, Rotzalomer Shehiflik Harbe Bin Hanetila Lahatfila, Osh Yasiach Taito. See, either again, a lot of time elapsed between the time that one washed in the morning and the time that one davened. The So this could be one of two cases. Either one washed in the morning and then there was just a lot of time between the washing and shachris, or certainly again between the washing in the morning and mincha in the afternoon. What's that? A person should go ahead and wash again before davening, if water is accessible. Even though a person is not aware of any type of dirt on their hands. So again, what the Shulchan Aruch is highlighting over here is this idea that halacha lemaisa, if a person had a lapse in concentration or passage of time between netilas yadayim and davening, then one should go ahead and do netilas yadayim again prior to engaging in tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, and he says, however, this washing does not require a bracha. If a person doesn't have readily available water, then he is not obligated to go back. He's not obligated to go back and wash again. Hagod, Rama comments, and again, the Rama just adds in, even if one's hands were dirty, halacha lemaisa, again, one would still not make a bracha on this netilah. So the Mishneh Berurah comments on this in Sifka and Chavva. Va'afapish came tzarach lenakos osmidi demanki. The Dima Mudbak ba ma'atsoa ozea o haidea negev mkomos amuchasin. V'yizkanach haidea hanikayom. So the idea over here, in the event that a person doesn't have water, halacha lemaisa, a person should still try to go out and clean their hands with what we call a midi demanki, some type of surface in which one is able to clean off their hands. Halacha vav, ha'omid b'tfila v'nizkar shenaga makom atunaf. If one is in the middle of Shemona Esrei and one realized that one had touched a covered or dirty part of the body, dai b'nikayon afar otsuaros o mechachechi adav b'kosel. In that case, one wipes his hands against a hard surface or stones, or rubs his hands against the wall. Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Ha'omid b'tfila, Sivkon Chav Zayin, Avalim Omid b'kriya Shema o b'psuki d'zimra tzarach leilich v'litol yodov. So remember again, this is dafka, a case where you're remembering in the middle of Shemona Esrei. If that's the case, we don't want you to interrupt your Shemona Esrei and go to take care of your hand washing. But if you remember this in the middle of Shema or p'suki d'zimra, then indeed one should go ahead and wash, actively go ahead and wash their hands. The Shulchan contains the Sifchas, Sif Zayin. Makom Metunaf. So what's the definition of a dirty place of the body? This refers to the parts of the body that are normally kept covered, because often sweat accumulates on these parts of the body. So too, if one scratched his head, that's also considered to be the covering or the touching of a covered part of the body, and therefore halacha lemaisa, a person should go ahead and wash their hands. Therefore, a person should be careful not to touch covered parts of the body during tefillah, during Shemona Esrei, or usik b'Torah, or the time that one is learning. The similar idea would be with earwax or with mucus, but rather, again, if a person has to touch or scratch these parts of the body, one should only do so, again, with a beged, with a garment, and should not touch these parts of the body directly. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, oh, osik b'Torah. So remember, again, the Shulchan Aruch introduced us to this idea, that this is not just a din in tefillah, but this is a din. This is a din in Talmud Torah learning as well. But b'di'evet, you don't have to wash your hands in order to learn, rather you just have to clean them. So you have to wipe it against the surface. So the Mishnah Berurah says if a person literally touched something that's dirty, then the truth is, even when learning, one should go ahead and wash their hands. But if one just touched a covered part of the body under those circumstances, the Mishnah Berurah says that one would be permitted to go ahead and wipe their hand on some type of midi demanki, some type of surface or object that has the ability to clean, and that's enough. So too, if one goes ahead and, let's say, he touches earwax or mucus, so the Shulchan Aruch said one should clean their hands as well. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, Sifkat and Lamid, the Hagra Mekel Baza, the Vilna Gaon is Mekel with this, the Chen Kasa B'Sharit Shuvah B'Shem Maruk Tzio. And so too, so the Gra is Mekel with this, the Gra is lenient over here, and says that under those circumstances, one need not go ahead and wash their hands. So we will stop over here, we'll pick up with Sifchas tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.